Thanks for checking out Podcasts on the Gin. The latest episode of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn starts now.
Keep your distance. It's a good thing that viruses or whatever cannot be transmitted through the radio. I think I'm coming down with something, and I think that's why I don't see Buttons on the other side of the glass. I think he's been put in quarantine. Welcome in. It is a Thursday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. You are getting out of town, perhaps at just the right time.
I've had a little something the past couple days anyway. So
if you've had something the last couple days,
it's been pretty minor.
Then maybe I got this from you.
It's possible.
Well, now I'm shifting all my blame to you, and I feel much better about myself. 319-366-1600 is the First Federal Credit Union text line. You can use it to join us here the next 2 hours, coming your way on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the new Jim OT on 107.5 FM as Buttons returns. No respirator, no mask on. He's risking it, as is everybody else in the building. Great show for you today. Mark Morehouse, our pal from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, currently living life to the fullest in Indianapolis at the NFL Draft Combine. Mark is going to join us at 5 o'clock tonight. We'll get the latest on the five Hawkeyes who are there in Indianapolis, as well as some other area players. I know Iowa State's long snapper is also looking to latch on with an NFL team at the Combine. That, Love It or Leave It, on tap tonight as well. We'll get into some NFL discussion as it pertains to the collective bargaining agreement. Spring training baseball today. Cascade native Colin Ray got the start for the Chicago Cubs. It did not go well. All that and more before 6 o'clock tonight. But boy, we got to start with last night. We got two nights of great Big Ten basketball. Last night and tonight. There's four games on tap. If you think you have any idea of how things are going to wind up in the Big Ten standings over the course of the next week and a half, you have no idea. Last night, two great games. Penn State holds off Rutgers, wins by a point. And what did I say about that Minnesota-Maryland game last? I said it felt like a trap. It felt way too easy. And if you bet Maryland, you were probably kicking yourself for roughly 39 minutes and 58.6 seconds or thereabouts, because Minnesota was in control of that game almost from start to finish. But the Terrapins come back and win on a last-second shot, a three-pointer. They get out of town with a one-point win. They were a one-point underdog going into the game. Did we see Richard Pitino lose his job last night? 319-366-1600. Is Minnesota going to have a new coach next year after that debacle last night?
It's crazy. I feel like we ask that question every single season. And there he stays. I don't know. I would assume yes, but it seems like he has...
If I were the athletic director, I may have fired him on the spot last night.
It seems like he has more than nine lives going for him, but... they're done now. Minnesota is done. They're kaput. They're out of the NCAA tournament race. They're probably out of being in the NIT. They are finished. Stick a fork in them. They're done. But Maryland, they get a big win. There were some folks wondering if they were kind of separating themselves as the best team in the Big Ten. I wasn't ready to go that far because I'd seen them play well at times, but then have a clunker, and they haven't played all that well the past couple of games, but they did get a win on the road in pretty thrilling fashion, as has been the trend of going to Williams Arena and playing Minnesota. But two-game lead in the conference, now it looks like they're going to win the regular season title.
319-366-1600 if you want to join the conversation. There are four games on tap in the Big Ten tonight. Four fairly, four teams that I would consider to be relatively strong favorites. We ask you our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Which Big Ten team is most likely to be upset tonight? You've got Indiana and Purdue. That game is in West Lafayette. There's Illinois and Northwestern. That game is in Evanston. Ohio State is at Lincoln. That looks like it could be a dangerous one. And then, if I'm not mistaken, Wisconsin is in Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. Those are the four games tonight. Who's most likely to lose that is favored? That's our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by the good folks at Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot.
Do you just have to go with Purdue by default in this case? Purdue by default.
It's a rivalry.
It
so
is.
So is Illinois and Northwestern, but Northwestern, I mean, they should
terrible.
Not be competitive in that game. Illinois should win that thing by 15, 16 points tonight.
Ohio State going on the road to play Nebraska. Nebraska has had some luck at home, but not lately. They've been terrible. They've fallen back to where we thought that they would.
And Ohio State
lost double-digit games in a row.
These teams have something to play for. Everybody's playing for positioning right now. So Ohio State, you would expect them to go to Lincoln and not try to sleepwalk their way through that game because they know that there's something at stake there. They're playing for seeding and positioning at the Big Ten tournament. The Penn State-Rutgers game last night, and that's another one we were talking about it last night on WagerWise, where I said I thought 5 was way too many points, that I would go with Rutgers on the road there. I didn't think they were going to win the game, but I just didn't know if Penn State was going to be able to put them away. Penn State winds up winning by 1. Is there any other night this season that has pretty much encapsulated what a wild ride the Big Ten has been all year other than last night? When I watched the second half of Minnesota-Maryland, and I was texting somebody while I was sitting on the couch watching it. A buddy.
Texting a buddy.
Sports talk radio cliche number 14. And I said, hey, if you want to get in on this particular friend of mine has a little bit of a gambling problem. And I said, if you're wanting to get down, if you've got the itch, you can get Maryland at plus 10.5 right now. I think they were down 15, 16 points at the time. And I said, they may not win the game, but I really had a sinking suspicion, knowing Minnesota, that Minnesota was not going to hang on to a 17-point lead against Maryland for the final 20 minutes of that game. And boy, did they blow that in spectacular fashion last night.
It's almost
absolutely,
like it's a trend.
Again, I would have fired Richard Pitino on the spot if I was his boss. And I think that game last night pretty much seals the deal. You're looking for a new coach. And if you are, who's Minnesota go after? Does Greg Gard keep his job? And could two of Iowa's closest rivals both be looking for new head coaches this offseason?
Absolutely.
Very easily.
The Minnesota is, when you're talking about Richard Pitino, there's no excuse for that team to play, to kind of go into a shell the way that they do. I'm not going to say they're a veteran team, but they're not starting 3 or 4 freshmen. They're not starting a bunch of underclassmen. These are guys that have been through the rigmarole of playing a Big Ten schedule and for 3/4 of a game are competitive, and then for whatever reason, if they have a lead of 8 or more points, they completely fold. It's pretty crazy to watch. They completely fall apart. And at some point, when you're looking at that team and saying, these are guys who have been around the block, it falls on somebody's shoulders, and that's the coach. So I think that at this point, Minnesota, who has tried their darndest to hold on to Richard Pitino through the ups and the downs. And we've wondered when this day was going to come. When is he going to get fired? It's got to be now. It has to be after this, the end of the season. And with all that's going on at Wisconsin, you wonder what Greg Gard can do to save his job, like maybe make a Sweet 16 run or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're 17-10 right now and 10-6 in the Big Ten, and yet it feels like there's nothing that Greg Gard can do to really win back the confidence of everybody at that school and in that state. Am I wrong? Am I off base? I mean, I still think Gard is essentially gone. I mean, it's tough to move on from a coach who's got a team at 17-10 overall and 10-6 in the Big Ten, but everything that happened with Kobe King and the story with the strength coach this year was just bizarre. We never really even got into that here on the program.
But that's a huge black cloud hanging over it. That's a huge cloud hanging over. I didn't mean to do that. All know that. That's a huge cloud hanging over that program right now.
In more ways than one, and you just illustrated it. I mean, it's going to be difficult for that program to recruit when you've got that out there, that the strength coach standing around telling some stories from his days in the NBA. I mean, he was involved in the strength program with the Chicago Bulls for something like 25 years. And just he's telling a story to, I think it was four players, and he recounts an incident in which the N-word was used. And rather than exercising caution and just saying, "So he said," and then you self-censor, he quoted him verbatim. And it didn't go well with some of the players who met with him and said, "Hey, dude.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not cool. Don't do that." And then this is going on right before Kobe King transfers out of the program. And you've got to feel that everything there is connected. And at the same time, you've got a guy in Greg Gard who Barry Alvarez didn't want to be the head coach of that program. I mean, don't forget, Bo Ryan stepped down and basically forced Wisconsin's hand. And you want to ingratiate yourself with Barry Alvarez, I would recommend not forcing him to do anything that he doesn't want to do. But that's what Bo Ryan did, and Greg Gard got the job. Greg Gard was his hand-picked lieutenant, had been with him for a very long time, and he set him up. It was impossible to fail with the team that he had at the time. So Greg Gard gets that job. I think Minnesota and Wisconsin are both looking for new coaches at the end of the season. And regardless of what Wisconsin, like, as you said, a Sweet 16 run, maybe is what keeps Greg Gard in Madison for another year. But if I were, I would just move on. There's plenty of great coaches out there who could be coming in and ready to take that next step. Don't name names.
Let's not start naming names of coaches that have been connected to the Wisconsin program in the past who constantly get brought up when maybe Wisconsin has an opening. We'll leave those names unsaid.
Bielema going to come back and coach basketball?
Brett Bielema, yeah.
319-366-1600. I'm telling you, you're getting out of town at just the right time. I thought it was, I got new contacts a week and a half ago. And earlier today, I thought it was my contacts. So I went home and I took them out and I put my glasses on. And it just finally dawned on me about 40 minutes ago, because I'm not the smartest guy in the world. You listen to this program, you know that. It's not the contacts. My eyes are dry and scratchy, and this is a sign that I'm coming down with something. I hope it's not serious, but Alex is actually already had planned on taking a vacation day tomorrow. He's going to go hang out with his brother and Jared Utoff down in Memphis.
We get to see our friend Jared Utoff tomorrow.
So he's going to be out of the studio, and so it's just going to be me and Poor Buttons. He's going to be here quarantined with me in this tiny room. I'm going to be sniffling and wiping and just, I'm sorry in advance, Buttons. I'm going to get you really, really sick tomorrow. And Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com, who will also be here along with, via the phone line, we don't want to get him sick ahead of the MVC finale, former Hawkeye Matt Gaetens will be on the show tomorrow. Drake hosting you and I, and shame on me for being 18 minutes into the program and ignoring one of the bigger stories in Eastern Iowa, and that's the fact that you and I wrapped up the number one seed at the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament last night, took down the Fighting Licklighters out of Evansville, Indiana, did so by 20 points. There was an idiot on the radio in Eastern Iowa last night that said he thought Evansville plus 14 may be a good play, that maybe Evansville was going to make that a 9-point, 10-point ball game. I think they were down 13 at the half. UNI takes care of business. In theory, they can finish tied for first, but as you covered yesterday, as far as the tie-breaking procedures in the MVC go, there's no way that they can lose the number one seed in St. Louis right now. So UNI is in the driver's seat going to Arch Madness, which is exactly where you want to be if you are the Panthers, because they know that's a one-bid league, and they need to win in St. Louis in order to get into the NCAA tournament.
As I covered on the Sports View today, they nearly won that tournament last year, and they had no business getting into the NCAA tournament a year ago with the way that they played, how young they were, and how, the fact that they just didn't have a big man to speak of. This year, they have every ounce of business being in the NCAA tournament, but they're going to have to go back and right the wrongs of last year, and they have a great chance of doing it. I think on a neutral floor, they're better than everybody in that conference. Now, they just have to go prove it, knowing the fact that if they slip up, they're going to be heading to the NIT.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to join the conversation here with us on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as we make our way towards 6 o'clock this evening. More high school basketball on the way. Congratulations to the girls' teams last night that secured their bids at the state tournament. Our very own Scott Unash, an extremely busy guy this time of year. He's got some more games to call tonight. Full schedule available for you on our website, kgymradio.com. I mentioned, sort of tossed off rather casually as a reference, that Jared Utoff is in Memphis, gets a 10-day contract with the Grizzlies. So he gets another opportunity to go back to the league. And I believe it was Josh Christensen at TV9 had recently done a package on Jared Utoff about 2-3 weeks ago and his time in the G League. Jared had spent some time, I believe it was playing in Russia last couple seasons, whatever it is. So great to see him get an opportunity to hopefully convince them to keep him around a little bit longer. You can get signed to, what, a couple 10-day contracts, and then they've got to make a decision with you, right? I'm not up on my NBA contracts as much as I probably
should
be.
I'm not up on the 10-day Exhibit 10 or whatever they call those contracts either. There are some people who cover that league for a living who get lost in a lot of the minutiae of the NBA, but he's going to be playing. I've been watching the Grizzlies a little bit the past couple of nights, and they've had a lot of those guys, some of the 10-day contract guys out there playing some big minutes. So he's going to get a shot with a team that is hurt and struggling right now.
Again, if you're just joining us, Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will be joining us in about 40-45 minutes from Indianapolis, site of the NFL Draft Combine. AJ Epenesa, looks like his numbers were very good as far as his measurements, some eye-opening measurements there. We'll see whether or not that moves the needle or not. I've been fascinated to follow along with Mark's coverage in the Gazette and online. Nate Stanley's working on tinkering with some of his mechanics. People out there are saying, well, why couldn't he have done that at Iowa? This is all the normal progression for a quarterback. I mean, they get to this point, and there's still work to be done. Very few guys, when they leave school, are finished products at that position. So he's still ironing some things out. You've got Tristan Wirfs, who sounds like he was bombarded with some questions during the interview. Imagine going through that round after round of interviews with the media. Guys like you and me. I'd be like, nah, can I skip this?
What would be worse, the interviews with the media or the interviews with the teams where they ask you absolutely stupid questions? And they've never stopped asking stupid questions.
I'm going to go with the stupid question, or I'm going to go with the media. Because at least with the stupid questions, so if here, you've got common sense, you can sort of figure out maybe what the team's fishing for.
Well, yeah, but okay, here's an example. Here's the media member. So Tristan, do you think you can play left tackle at the next level? Okay, that's harmless enough. All right, here's from a team. Tristan, are you a cat or a dog? Which question would you rather get?
Have you ever been inside a cockpit before? Oh, that's Peter Graves from Airplane. My apologies. I would rather answer the cat or dog question because you've got a fighting chance of figuring out what they're looking for. I think they're looking for a cat. A cat is independent. A cat takes care of itself. A cat doesn't need to be constantly monitored and get constant attention. A cat, you just put the food out and the water out, the cat takes care of it. So I feel we've had this discussion before, haven't we?
Okay, well, here's
sports talk radio cliche number 9. I said number 14 was texting the buddy. Sports talk radio cliche number 9 is casually recycling something that we've discussed 364 days ago.
What about...
And hoping no one notices.
If you're sitting in one of those meetings and one of the scouts asks you something very uncomfortable about your family. Which would you rather have? The media person asking whether or not you're switching, Jalen Hurts, whether or not you're switching from quarterback or will work out in any other position, or somebody asking some really personal questions about your family?
Can one of these players just call these guys out some year when they're asking a player like Jalen Hurts about switch? I mean, could there be a more obvious dog whistle?
No. Has anybody ever asked a white quarterback if they're going to switch positions other than maybe like Tim Tebow, but he could barely throw a football in that game?
Well, he's going to be representing the Philippines in the World Baseball Classic next year. He's playing in the qualifier. We learned that yesterday during the 5 o'clock faceoff. I saw somebody on Twitter refer to him as the most famous baseball player in the world. If he's the most famous baseball player in the world, then yeah, Rob Manfred needs to go.
He's got some problems if that's the case.
I would like to think that more people know who Mike Trout is than Tim Tebow. Or if you know who Tim Tebow is, maybe you're not aware that he's playing minor league baseball for the Mets. Maybe your last memories of Tim Tebow is him washing out of the NFL as a quarterback or something. But if he's the most famous baseball player in the world, the game is in trouble. 319-366-1600, love it or leave it, is on the way shortly. Mark Morehouse coming up with us in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's go ahead and get to a big board update. As we mentioned, you and I winning last night, a lot going on. Alex will fill you in.
We'll start with that. The UNI basketball team locked up at least a share of the MVC title and the number one seed at next week's conference tournament with an 84-64 win over Evansville last night at the McLeod Center. A.J. Green led the way with 21 points. Trey Burhau, Austin Fife, Isaiah Brown, and Noah Carter all scored double figures for the Panthers, who picked up their 24th victory of the season. UNI will take on Drake in Des Moines on Saturday in both teams' final regular season game. The Iowa women looked for the season sweep over the Minnesota Golden Gophers as the two teams clash at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. The Hawkeyes will clinch a top three seed at the Big Ten tournament next week with a win over the Gophers. Tip-off for tonight's game is set for 6:30 p.m. The Iowa State women's NCAA tournament chances took another hit last night as they fell 60-51 to Kansas State in Manhattan. Despite 17 points from Ashley Jones, the Cyclones dropped their third consecutive contest and fall to 15-11 on the season, 7-8 in the Big 12. They will have an important game coming up with West Virginia at Hilton Coliseum on Saturday. A couple of Cedar Rapids area stories that are of Cedar Rapids area natives. Zach Johnson had a 3-under first round at the Honda Classic in West Palm Beach. He is currently a top 5 on the leaderboard after day 1, and the Memphis Grizzlies have signed Jared Uthoff to a 10-day contract.
All right, a good news there for Zach. I know the Honda is a fairly well-respected. It's not a major, but usually a lot of eyes on that particular tournament. And good to see him playing well early. It's Thursday. We'll see how he continues.
3-under 67 for the day.
I could get that far maybe in about four holes on a par three. So if that's his round, his entire round, kudos to him. 319-366-1600. Again, the number to reach us, the First Federal Credit Union text line. You can find out what First Federal has to offer you by visiting them in person at one of their four Eastern Iowa locations or online at firstfedcu.com. You can, of course, pick up the phone and also give us a call. Love it or leave it is on the way next. 10 topics, two hosts. We will tackle the topics of the day after this.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com
salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM. A walk-off home run at the plate, or walk of life from dire straits, a long run from scrimmage, or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
431, I could not agree more with my pal Boston Bo, who sends me an email from Iowa City saying, if Tim Tebow is the most famous baseball player in the world, yeah, the game is in trouble. The world is in more trouble. 319-366-1600. Welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. And now, a whole lot more with the introduction of the Jim O.T., Buttons has no idea what he's in for, but he is going to be joining us in the studio coming up in the 5 o'clock hour because something. So you work with somebody for so long and you think you know them.
I know what this has to do with.
Worked with Buttons very long. He's only been here what, a couple weeks, but I feel
maybe
like
a month
I've,
or so.
Yeah, okay,
about a month give or take.
I feel like I know him. And he just came into the studio and he detonated a nuclear bomb and we're going to have to deal with this after we chat with Morehouse in the 5 o'clock
hour. I can't believe
what
he said to me either.
Well, that's a hell of a tease right there. You're leaving at the right time, by the way, because my health is deteriorating fast here. I feel like I'm vanishing before my own eyes here. My own dry, itchy, watery eye. I don't want to ruin Love It or Leave It. Let's go ahead and get to what is now. Yeah, it's very confusing. We do it now on Thursdays.
If you don't love it, leave it. David. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd, we'll start with you. Joe Wieskamp.
Joe Wieskamp, I'm going to love this. He's going through a little bit of a slump right now. We covered this on last night's program. If you're out there, if you're the type of fan who throws a kid under the bus because they've had a couple bad games, it's time to look in the mirror and reevaluate things. Joe Wieskamp is one of the reasons why Iowa has had the season that is that it's been able to have without Jordan Bohannon in the lineup. The last two games have been less than spectacular for him. And you know, we've got people throwing out nicknames that aren't exactly flattering him for him on the text line and everything yesterday. And you got to walk that fine line of discussing a college kid struggling and not feel like you yourself are beating him over the head with it. And look, he's got a lot of pride in his game. I don't know him all that well. He's only been at Iowa for a year and a half now, but I know he's got enough. He cares enough about the game of basketball and his teammates to know that these struggles are probably weighing on him heavily the last two games. Maybe there's too much pressure on him. Maybe he feels too much pressure. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a basketball coach. I'm barely a sports talk radio host. Stick by this kid. Have his back. He's going to need it on Saturday at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Show this kid some love. And you do that, maybe you can help sort of push him out of this funk that he's in. Because they need him. They're going to need him over these final three regular season games, and they're definitely going to need him at the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament. But that talent is still in there. And we're talking about a kid like he's gone through a 5-6-7-game slump. It's been two games. Everybody's entitled to a bad week. And so that's essentially in the Big Ten, two games is a week. So he's had a bad week of games. I'm willing to give him a pass on that.
Number two.
Stick with Iowa basketball. Must wins.
I love this. Iowa's heading into a stretch of two consecutive games at home, a game against number 16 Penn State, and then a rematch, a grudge match of sorts against Purdue. And that's next week. These are must-win games. Iowa's looking to be a top four seed in the Big Ten tournament. They're looking to keep their seed line as either a 5 or a 6 in the NCAA tournament, and they're probably going to see C.J. Frederick return to the lineup. They have to win at home because I think that with C.J. Frederick in the lineup, they're better than both of these teams. If they get the game on the road against Illinois at the end of the season, that is icing on top of the cake. Whatever they do in the Big Ten tournament, once again, as long as they get these two games at home, icing on top of the cake. But first things first, C.J. Frederick returns. My prediction is Joe Wieskamp busts out of his slump because he has been a completely different player this season when C.J. Frederick is healthy and on the floor. And Iowa takes care of business these next two games. But that's the most important thing right now. They cannot slip up at home.
Number three.
Iowa baseball.
I'm going to love this. We had Rick on with us last week before they went to San Diego. They were 1-2 in San Diego, but they played tremendous competition. They knocked off the number 18 team in the country. If you know anything about college baseball, you know Arizona's a darn good program. They've got another tough week ahead of them this week. Now they go to the Atlantic side of the coast. They're going to play Duke. You knew the schedule better than I did earlier this week.
NC State, Duke, and North Carolina.
NC State,
it's ridiculous.
Duke, and North Carolina. Another virtual who's who of big-time baseball powerhouses. We see this all the time in football and men's basketball. Coaches get criticized for playing a weak schedule, not wanting to go play anybody. When Rick got the job, he knew that he needed to get Iowa to a point where some of these teams would want to play them in the first place, and then he needed to get the program to the point where they were willing to play more often. Some of the teams are coming to Duane Banks Field now because Iowa is no longer an RPI drain. RPI, it's not just a basketball thing for folks who don't follow college baseball. And his goal this year was to build a schedule that if they had enough success, the Hawkeyes were going to be able to get into the NCAA regionals without having to win the Big Ten tournament in order to do so. And it's early, but they've got Jack Dreyer back on the mound. They got Grant Judkins, Leonard, Ben Norman settling in atop the lineup. They've got some great new additions. Home opener at Duane Banks Field is, what, a week away, week and a half away, something like that? It's early. I think it's March 3rd or 4th against Grandview. Whether or not they actually get that in, Mother Nature cooperates. But this, this may be his most talented team yet at Iowa. Maybe.
He said it.
But I haven't seen him in person. I streamed the game last weekend. One of them, I haven't seen him in person, but there's a lot of talent on this squad. And Iowa baseball, you're going to love this team. Love it. And love the schedule. Kudos to Rick for doing what needed to be done. And that's building a heck of a schedule.
Number four.
Or a heller of a schedule. A comparison I actually like.
See, Todd, a lot of times when we get to the combine part of the NFL schedule, we start getting these draft prospects and who's their NFL comparison. I mean, we get this in every sport, whether it's the MLB draft, the NHL draft, the NBA draft. Who do they compare to best in their respective sport? And a lot of times I hate these because they're some of the laziest comparisons you could ever come up with. And I'm talking about Jordan Love out of Utah State being compared to Patrick Mahomes. I'm talking about Baker Mayfield being compared to Johnny Manziel. Lamar Jackson being compared to Michael Vick. A lot of times it's just lazy, pure lazy. But the comparison that I keep hearing for Jalen Hurts is one that I really like, and that is to Taysom Hill of the New Orleans Saints. And I think there are a little bit of differences in their games. I think that Taysom Hill is a little bit faster. I think that Jalen Hurts is a little bit more powerful of a runner. But the idea is they have some skills you can work with, but you're not sure how they fit in the NFL. But you do know that they are really, really great football players. And that's where I think Jalen Hurts is going to get a flyer taken on him in the third or fourth round and be brought in a similar situation that Taysom Hill is. And I think that Taysom Hill is eventually going to get a shot to play or start a few games eventually in the NFL and see what he can do and see how he can succeed against NFL defenses. So I love that comparison because it's not lazy. It's thoughtful. You watch both of those guys play and they're passing. They're not the most natural passers, but they're not awful. It's not like they're a Tim Tebow level thrower out there, and their running ability is good. They're not the fastest guys in the world, but they're able to run and escape pressure, but they're just winners. They have the ability to play the game, and coaches are going to want to find ways to get them on the field, just like Sean Payton does with Taysom Hill
trying
in
to tell
New Orleans.
Me that every 5'9" left-handed pitcher who throws in the mid to upper 90s isn't Billy Wagner?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yes,
this is.
And,
so
and every
this isn't the only business where we're lazy and just reach for the lowest hanging fruit.
No, like every small, fast defensive tackle is not Aaron Donald.
Number five.
Spring training games.
I'm going to leave this. I was watching earlier today the Marquee Network in our offices, a fact that I know probably isn't tops on Scott Unash's list, but at least I had the sound off. I was watching because Colin Ray was – I can come up with an excuse for why I'm watching any Cubs spring training game, hopefully, at least so I can justify it. But Colin Ray, the Cascade native, was getting the start today against the Texas Rangers. It didn't go too well. If I'm Colin, I'm probably calling the folks back home and looking for a recommendation for a realtor in Des Moines this season, but I think that was the plan for him all along. But I got to tell you, the Marquee Network, which I have access to both at home and here at work, has been a game changer for me on my outlook for spring training games. I am now anti-spring training game. I used to enjoy the occasional spring training game. WGN, NBC Sports Chicago would air like four or five a season. You'd get them maybe on Saturdays and Sundays. And you watch early in the season and you notice some guys that came through the Midwest League. I used to always like watching the Angels because the Cubs and White Sox are both based in Arizona where the Angels train. So when the Colonels were affiliated with the Angels, you used to see a lot of guys that came through Cedar Rapids, guys who were not going to be major league players this year, some never, but they'd be in late in the game and you could go, yeah, oh yeah, let's remember that guy. Now I've watched, I think, four total spring training games. I've watched more spring training games this week than I usually watch in an entire year. And I'm with most of everybody. I don't see the appeal. If you're launching a network and one of the hooks is we're going to broadcast every single spring training game, I don't blame some of these big cable networks for saying, we'll take a pass or we'll wait closer to opening day before we come to an agreement. There's only so much P.J. Higgins and Scott Efros, I don't even know how to pronounce half their names. I can only take so much spring training baseball. And I think I'm probably in the majority. I never thought I would say that, but too much. I'm going to leave it.
Number six.
It's actually happening.
I love this. The breakup between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick is actually happening. Jeff Darlington of ESPN said today on Get Up, quote, "I'm now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady went back to New England." I have used that adjective, I've used that verbiage one time in my entire career when projecting what was going to happen, and it was when AJ Epenesa was heading to the NFL, when Joel Klatt during the Holiday Bowl said that some folks wouldn't be surprised if he was coming back. I said, you know what, I'm positive that he's not going to be coming back. And I said, I would be absolutely stunned. Jeff Darlington would not go out on a limb unless he was absolutely positive that Tom Brady was looking elsewhere and is not returning to the New England Patriots. And this is just going to be crazy to monitor. Where is Tom Brady going to end up? Is he going to end up in Tennessee? Is he going to end up in Los Angeles? God help us if he ends up in Dallas. Could you imagine the headlines that would create on ESPN for the next 4 months?
I saw a story, I think it was yesterday or today, I can't remember, but Philip Rivers in Indianapolis. Indianapolis is looking possibly for a short-term fix.
Indianapolis is another place that has been discussed, and Philip Rivers has been linked there. But how does Tom Brady fare at this age in a new situation? How does Bill Belichick move on and play with a new quarterback, and which one was benefiting more from having the other around? We're going to find that out. We're going to find it out quickly. I love this.
Number seven.
Little Richard.
He gone. I'm going to leave this. Again, I would have fired Richard Pitino on the spot last night after Maryland came back and won on a last-second three-pointer from a deep three-pointer last night. I almost... emphasis on almost, felt just a tinge of regret for Minnesota and its fans. Just, I almost felt empathy for what they were going through last night. Then I rebounded and I took great joy in it, as most people did here in the state of Iowa. That was an epic collapse. I mean, they were up on Maryland, I think 19, 17 points. I can't remember the apex of the lead, but to blow that game after having played fairly decent basketball, and then the last week and a half, things have started to circle the drain up there. This is a guy who hasn't stayed in one place very long. I think last season was the longest he'd ever been in one spot as an assistant or as a head coach. So he's probably overdue for a change of scenery at this point. He's not exactly ingratiated himself to the media in the Twin Cities. We talk about the Twin Cities media a lot here on the program, or at least I do oftentimes. He's not like the level of PJ Fleck where the media up there is annoyed with him. It's more legitimate beef that they have with Richard Pitino. I think it's probably best if Minnesota moves on and maybe look at a Craig Smith, who was at, I believe, South Dakota, who's now at, is he Utah State? That he's at. I was really impressed by him a couple years ago when South Dakota played Iowa in the NIT at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Like, there's certainly some other coaches around. And somebody on the text line says, if you don't think Barry Alvarez has been in contact with John Beilein, and that's Wisconsin, Minnesota could very well kick the tires on John Beilein. I mean, every athletic director in their that's worth their weight is going to be in contact with John Beilein this offseason. But if I'm Minnesota, you make the move now. And I know we had somebody on the text line that took umbrage with saying or discussing whether or not Greg Gard's job was safe. And he's got a great recruiting class, two great recruiting classes lined up. And everything. Yeah, that's fine and dandy. But he also lost Kobe King to transfer. And there are issues with that program right now. And the way that he handled them, I don't necessarily think was the best way to go about it. So I would not be surprised to see a change made there as well, especially if Wisconsin were to struggle down the stretch. But as it pertains to Minnesota, which was actually the subject of this particular Woodja, yeah, I think he's gone. I think you make the change, and I think last night's a great example why.
Number 8.
He's not the best athlete.
Once again, the combine's underway, Todd, and we've been talking about Tristan Wirfs and AJ Epenesa, the two Hawkeyes who were almost locks to be first-round picks come this spring. And I think both of them, to a certain extent, have that label on them. I've said it's lazy at times. With Tristan Wirfs, I at least understand what scouts are saying. He's not the most natural mover as an offensive lineman. He's an unbelievable athlete, but he's a great player and still is more of a right tackle than he is a left tackle. I get where they're coming from on that one. When it comes to talking about AJ Epenesa, I have absolutely no idea what they're talking about when I hear them say, well, he's just not the most natural athlete. He doesn't have the best speed. Who are we comparing him to when we say that? Are you comparing him to Khalil Mack? Are you comparing him to Von Miller or Frank Clark, the guys who were 6'2", 6'3", 200.
Jalen Hurts. Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. That was the previous Woodja.
6'2", 6'3", 245, 250 pounds. AJ Epenesa is 6'6", 280 pounds as a defensive end. I'm sorry. At that size, he's plenty athletic for a defensive end at the next level. I will leave it at that. I leave this 100 times over when I hear people say that about AJ Epenesa. It's ridiculous.
Number 9.
Itchy, watery eyes.
Yeah, I am going to absolutely leave these buttons. Just saw me step out of the studio here about 4 or 5 minutes ago to administer to my deteriorating health. If this is the coronavirus or something serious, please know to each and every one of you, the 21 who listen to this show every day religiously, I do love and appreciate each and every one of you. Same goes for my family, if my wife and son happen to be listening right now. This has come out of nowhere. I feel like I've gone from 0 to 60 as far as, and it's February 27th. If this is the last hurrah for cold and flu season for me, I guess push comes to shove, I'd sign on the dotted line and take it. If you said, okay, this is going to be the worst that you're going to feel all winter, but once you're done with it, it's over. I'll take this right now. You are getting out of town at just the right time. It's probably a good idea. You're not going to be here tomorrow. Me, on the other hand, I'd be formulating a backup plan here, except with the high school playoffs and everything, and I, not being here tomorrow is not going to be an option for me. So I'm going to be here, and I'm going to power my way through the show, and you better believe I'm going to remind everybody just how miserable I am while I'm doing it, because That's who I am.
Number 10.
Meet me in St. Louis. You're not going to St. Louis. You're going to Memphis this weekend.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the next weekend for the UNI Panthers. The UNI, as we've laid out, number one seed at the MVC tournament. They're an NCAA tournament team. They're going to need to go prove it. They have every ability to go and do that. I think they're better than anybody in that conference on a neutral court. They've been good on a neutral court this season. They've had some wins away from home. This should not bother them. They were in this position last year, which helps them greatly. You and I, the number one seed, will be a shoe into the semifinal, and then we'll see who they get in that semifinal round. That may be their toughest game of the tournament, but it's their opportunity to get back to the NCAA tournament after a year where injuries completely hampered them. This is one of their most complete teams that we've seen in 4 or 5 years, and I'm hoping that we get to see them on college basketball's biggest stage. I love this.
If you don't love it, leave it.
3530 is also thrilled to know that we're up to 21 listeners. You were in on the ground floor, 3530. You've got one of the single-digit membership cards, 454. We need to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's in store for a very Morehouse-y 5 o'clock hour here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Back after this.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Savings are a mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Legacies are built step by step, mile by mile. Through this movement, new possibilities are born. After the late nights and early practices, past the winding roads and unexpected detours, through the rest stops and timeouts, new lanes begin to open up, and that's when the world starts to take note. Because movement builds on itself and makes discovery inevitable. At Goodyear, we believe movement drives possibility beyond the ordinary, and that's where legacies begin. Goodyear, more driven.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you're having some starting trouble. Sorry to hear that. We'll help you find the answers you're looking for. We can start by testing your battery. Don't worry, it won't cost you a thing. Just bring it inside and we'll handle the rest. Testing your battery will help us know if it's time for a change or not, which means you won't waste any money on something you don't need. You can learn more about our free battery testing on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today.
Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
4:58, we welcome you back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. With you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the all-new Jim OT on 107.5 FM, featuring some alternative programming to what we bring you here on ESPN Radio. If you have not checked it out, please do so. And let us know what you like, what you don't like. Shoot me an email, todd@kgymradio.com. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. I will be more than happy to pass along any feedback, positive or negative, to the folks who are higher up on the food chain than I am. And that's pretty much just about everybody in this building. We are the lowest of the low. I once worked at a place, it wasn't here, where I was told to remember where I was at on the totem pole. Needless to say, my relationship with that organization didn't exactly end on good terms. 366-1600, by the way, is the number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We got a great 5 o'clock hour coming up for you, and I would never lie to you more than four times in a two-hour period. Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to join us when we return. He's in Indianapolis at the NFL Draft Combine. We'll find out if Tristan Wirfs and A.J. Epinesa have opened some eyes. Back after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Jeff Darlington reports quarterback Tom Brady is telling people he does not expect to stay with the Patriots.
It is far more likely than not that Tom Brady will not be back with the Patriots. I am now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady returns to the Patriots.
Jeff Darlington on Get Up. Brady can't officially start talking to other teams until March 16th. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Chiefs will use their franchise tag on defensive lineman Chris Jones if they can't agree on a new contract. 76ers center Joel Embiid is out for tonight's game against the Knicks with a sprained left shoulder. Embiid got hurt last night against the Cavaliers. LeBron James will miss tonight's Lakers game against the Warriors with a sore groin. Suns forward Kelly Oubre may miss the rest of the season with a torn meniscus in his right knee. He's averaging a career-high 19 points a game this season. Bulls center Luke Kornet will be out 6 to 8 weeks with left foot and ankle injuries. He got hurt last week during practice.
Coming up Friday, the latest on the NFL CBA and from the Combine. And are there 27 teams Tom Brady should play for? Plus, it was LeBron Zion Part 1 in L.A. this week. And we get you set for Part 2 at the Pelicans' place. Golic and Wingo Friday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with people and answers you need for your healthcare needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
You're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world-class, I'm a cut above the rest.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Supporting our entire workforce, everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up.
Motivating and engaging our people every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top.
You see, Buttons thinks he's off the hook. He's playing nice with us during the break there in between the 4 o'clock and the 5 o'clock hour. No, he's going to be in the studio here coming up in about 20, 25 minutes. He has to answer for something that he did to us in the 4 o'clock hour. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the Jim O.T., 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids, as well as online, kgymradio.com. Check out the streaming options, and while you're there, vote in our poll question. Which Big Ten team among the four playing tonight is most likely to be on upset watch? Emil's Hideaway brings you the poll question on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. As we promised, though, we head now to Indianapolis, Indiana. Joining us via the miracle of the telephone, it is Mark Morehouse, the Cedar Rapids Gazette beat writer who covers the Hawkeyes. He's at the NFL Draft Combine along with our pal and Mark's former colleague, Scott Docterman. And Mark, it's been a couple years since I've been to Indianapolis. It's one of my favorite cities. How are things there in what do they call it, the Circle City? What's Indianapolis's nickname?
Yeah, I think it is the Circle City. Kurt Vonnegut is from here, and if you notice, Indiana is never a character in any of his books, so I don't know what to read out of that, Todd.
I saw where you were at St. Elmo's the other night. How was the shrimp cocktail?
Me, I was not. I think that was Jordan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I've been. You're gonna laugh, but I'm staying up by the airport, and I found an excellent taco place, Gil's Tacos. You guys in Indianapolis, do that. Fantastic.
It's probably a lot cheaper than St. Elmo's. Mark, what did we learn at the NFL Draft Combine? I've never been. You've gone a number of years. I know Scott's gone a number of years. You get a tremendous amount of access to guys, way more than we get when they're members of the Iowa football program.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I think everybody Hawkeye here has kind of different stakes. And, you know, I think we all, when it becomes a draft time, you know, you got guys like A.J. Epineza, Tristan Wirfs, and hear about their flaws. Well, that's what the combine's really all about. I mean, this is the best of the best. Everybody's here is good. Everybody who's here belongs here. But now it's kind of about picking out the flaws. And, you know, some of these might, you know, we all might roll our eyes at A.J. Epineza's slow. We all might roll our eyes at Tristan Wirfs, a kid who can jump from his back to his feet without touching the ground, is an athletic. We hear that, and it kind of drives, we all roll our eyes, but that's kind of what the combine is all about. I think all these guys have different stakes. AJ talked today. He's not in the Chase Young class. I mean, when Chase Young's not even working out here, when he walked out today, it was like a lion leaving the cave. I mean, everybody's behind him. AJ here, he has to separate himself, I think, as far as where he exactly fits. Tristan, one differentiator here, I think, is players who talk about the formal interviews they have. There's formal and informal interviews. A kid I had to transcribe today, Troy Dye, linebacker from Oregon, no formal interviews. Tristan yesterday talked about 20 formal interviews. So Tristan is a bona fide first rounder. I think it's a matter of whether or not he goes in the top 10.
I talked about it just a few minutes ago, how I do absolutely roll my eyes when I hear at least A.J. Epineza, the slow part, how he's slow. Where does that come from? I just don't understand, because is he getting compared to Frank Clark and Von Miller, guys who are natural speed rushers? He's 6'6", 280 pounds. I don't see him as all that slow.
No, I think it's just, you know, you throw him out with all the other edge rushers, and you put him in a foot race, he's probably in the middle of the pack, you know, maybe even the bottom third. That's generally not what football is all about, as you know. And Alex, and it's, we all roll our eyes. I think with AJ, one thing that, you know, in his group interview today, he talked about, he was asked a lot about rush moves. He was asked a lot about kind of what scheme he feels best in. Obviously, he said he felt like he's a bull rushing outside edge defender. But, you know, he's also raised his hand and said, hey, if somebody asked me to play a 3-4, play, you know, a 3 technique, it's something I'm not comfortable with right now. But I think if I worked out the rough edges, I think I could do it. And I think that's probably a question he's going to answer here, and he's probably going to get a lot. But yeah, I think you're right, Alex. I think some of the stuff is overthinking, and you know that's kind of what the combine is all about.
Mark Morehouse with us of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us from Indianapolis, where the NFL Draft Combine is wrapping up this week. Which one of the former Hawkeyes, the five that are there in Indianapolis, seem to be enjoying themselves in the process the most?
I don't think Tristan's ever had a bad day.
I'd agree with that. I've always loved his personality.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he even likes school at this point. But no, he's fine. He's kind of just taking it all in. He's got a really good attitude. AJ, you know, he said one little tip he got from Anthony Nelson, former Hawkeye, and went through this process was to bring snacks because the combine's a lot of hurry up and waiting, and they don't feed you. So he brought a big bag of snacks and called his mom last night, and you know. Talked with her and totally repping the colors there. We haven't talked with Michael Ojemudia and Geno Stone there tomorrow. I can't wait to ask Geno. I mean, really, the guy's betting on himself, you know, leaving a year early for the NFL. It'll be interesting to see where he stands. I think he's probably a fourth, fifth rounder. I think he'll come here and he'll prove some people wrong. Maybe he won't test well, but he'll prove people wrong. And I think Ojemudia might have a shot to play some safety in the NFL.
You mentioned Geno Stone. I heard a little bit of buzz about him going into the combine. Have you heard that as well?
Yeah, there's some buzz here for him because I think it's the way he defends the alley. I mean, Iowa has had maybe a handful of guys who could make the one-on-one tackle full speed in open space like that. That really impresses me. And that really, Geno last year had some plays in the alley that really, really opened my eyes. So, obviously, I think a lot of NFL teams, and you guys saw how the 49ers got the edge against the Packers in the NFC Championship game. A lot of people are looking for those edge defenders who are sure tacklers in the open field. I think that's what got Amani Hooker last year in the fourth round. I think it's probably Geno's best card to play.
I know you caught up with Nate Stanley, wrote a piece about him continuing to tinker with his mechanics. What type of growth has he seen or talked about from the time the end of the season to now? What's he been working on?
He staying upright. He kind of, you know, I don't want to say this is an indictment of what I was doing because, you know, those guys get 20 hours a week, supposedly. And then, oh, yeah, there's film, too, which I imagine with quarterbacks is another 20 hours a week. So, you know, something's got to kind of stay on the table. And I feel like mechanics is really something that Nate wanted to get at after the season. Jumped right into it, got a quarterback coach for the first time in his life, never had one in high school. And I think there were some things he just wanted to kind of fix. He said he was more throwing a baseball, bending at the waist too much. He wanted to be more straight up. He wanted to turn his hips more. He wanted to get a little more power in the ball. One thing I don't think Nate has to worry about, he has a big arm. He knows he has a big arm. He can make every throw. It's just those breakdowns and mechanics that kind of hurt him in the big moments. And you know, it really felt like he wanted to get to that. Iowa told him to get to that, and he's on it. And here he is. You know, it'll be interesting. It takes one team to like you as a quarterback. And I thought C.J. Beathard would be a fifth or sixth rounder. 49ers took him in the third round. I think Nate's probably three to six somewhere in there. I think probably closer to the third round. It'll be interesting to see how his mechanics work. I mean, if that's something he straightens out. Obviously, he should have a long pro career. But also with Nate, you know, as the more spread NFL gets, you know, it feels like the pro-style quarterbacks are it's almost an even split. But I think some of what he learned at Iowa and how Iowa asks its quarterbacks to really call the plays out in the field should work for him here.
Just the skill set and the measurable 6'4", 245 pounds, the arm strength, does he not sort of feel like a lock to at least be a rosterable quarterback, a backup quarterback right away?
I think so, Alex. I think I don't want to say that's a goal for a guy. I mean, obviously, you come here and you want to be a starter and you want to project that. But, you know, in Nate's case, I really think he needs to go to a place where he's given some time to develop. I don't think he's quite the person. I mean, save the Bears. You know, right now, the Bears draft him tomorrow or, you know, in April. Bears are going through some things with their quarterback. If they draft a quarterback, that guy's going to be under a lot of pressure before him perform right now. I don't think Nate's there yet. I don't think he can handle that kind of situation. I think he needs to go, you know, just, you know, this is a, I'm not doing this on purpose, but, you know, you look at the Packers, where they have a quarterback for probably a couple more years. That might be a good kind of spot where maybe he could develop, and you know, maybe there's a fit there if the Packers find him in the fifth round.
Packers owner Mark Morehouse joining us here on KGYM. Hey, I one of the pieces that I've really enjoyed was not about a Hawkeye at all, but you caught up with Iowa State's long snapper. What's the situation there with the specialists in Indianapolis? How many of them are there, and do they get treated differently than the Chase Youngs and the A.J. Epineses of the world?
Yeah, those guys could walk down whatever street in Indianapolis, Capitol Street, and somebody might think they're a dentist. It was fun talking to Steve Worley, Iowa State long snapper. Weird situation. He has an older brother who went to KU and was a long snapper. He's a long snapper at Iowa State. I guess that they tore their parents' house apart in Orland Park, Illinois, with practicing that craft. His brother John ended up with the Bears in the preseason and got cut, still trying to make it. Two long snappers here. Steven is one of them. And, hey, you know, ship him a chair. Yeah, of course, these guys are, you know, they're in the wake of a guy like Chase Young. But, you know, I think it's cool that the NFL is acknowledging how important these guys are. And, you know, the niche, you know, filling that niche, you know, there are guys who pay their mortgages doing this. So I think fun. And I'm not sure you're going to see them in prime time. I was watching a little bit of the coverage, and, you know, if the primetime coverage in NFL Network takes off, I think you're probably going to see the combine move, you know, move around a little bit. But yeah, you probably won't see Steven on the TV tonight, but you might see him next fall in a professional football uniform.
How many eyes are going to be on the wide receivers during the combine? We've heard that this may be the deepest class we've seen in the past couple of decades.
Yeah, there's a ton of talent here. CeeDee Lamb has kind of opened my eyes. You know, a guy that, you know, we've seen, you know, covering Iowa in the Big Ten last couple of years is Quintez Cephas. I think he's a guy who might, you know, I don't want to say might sneak in the first round because I really don't know, but he's a guy who might kind of show up in the draft a little earlier and saying 23 reps in the bench really kind of opened my eyes. Everybody wants to get to the edge now, and I think the 49ers with Raheem Mostert and a few of the guys they have who, you know, all-purpose football players, you know, guys who are almost positionless in offense. My example, I cover the Big Ten West a lot, and really that's where I pull a lot of my examples from. But, you know, a guy like Rondale Moore, in Iowa's case, a guy like Tyrone Tracy, you know, guys who are, you know, maybe not 6'2 or 4, but guys who are, you know, 6-footish and put together and who can run, who can do a lot of things with the ball. I think a lot of teams want those guys, and it's going to rain wide receivers, I think, in April.
A lot of recognizable faces from the NFL in Indianapolis every year for the combine. Have you rubbed shoulders with any well-known person? I've known you for a long time, Mark. You don't get starstruck when we're in these types of situations, but you also do take notice of your surroundings, and I'm sure you've seen some pretty high-profile people while you're there in Indianapolis.
I almost bumped into the Packers coach, Matt LaFleur, today, getting into my Uber. That was, you know, I had to go, you know, I kind of had to, inside I wanted to scream a little bit, but no, I just played it cool. Todd, I'm going to rush and just jump on Jerry Jones' bus one of these days. I see it parked all over downtown Indianapolis, and, oh, man, the temptation is just to, you know, jump on and say, Jerry, let's get into the 60-year-old sketch, my friend.
See, Mark, Todd and I were having this debate earlier about whether or not, or which do you think that a player would rather not do, either interview with the media or sit in the formal interviews with the teams where they ask absolutely ridiculous questions?
You know, it sounds like the ridiculous questions from the teams have kind of waned over the years. I mean, nobody comes out and says that, and it's less of a question here. I started to come into the combine maybe 2009 or 2010. And that was a big question back then. Now, you know, you hear less and less of that. I think teams kind of got in trouble for some of the weirdness they tried to pull. So I think probably the media. I mean, everything's pretty fair. Everything's above board. Although, one of the guys I listened in on today was asked about a failed marijuana test. I can't imagine that was comfortable. But I think for the most part, these guys would rather talk to media rather than play than teams, because those teams can ask those types of questions and make you sweat a little bit.
Did you get in on the beer exchange that the Doctorman and the Athletic guys did?
No, I did not. But I hooked Scott up big time. I gave him a TG Stout, Morning Delight, Maple Stout, totally delightful, world class. Everybody out there knows Topping Goliath in Iowa, and they didn't even open it. So I'm like, Scott, come on, man. So I think tonight they're going to go back at it. I need to pimp the Cedar Rapids Brewery, Lionbridge. I also gave them a Home Baked, which also was a world class stout, fantastic. I hope they get past the Bud Light tonight and get to the good stuff.
That's Gill Tacos, located at 1665 South Lyndhurst Drive in Indianapolis, the official fuel for Mark Morehouse's Combine coverage. Mark, we appreciate you checking in with us, and before too long, we'll see you for spring football.
You bet, guys. Anytime. Gill's Tacos next for my third trip, so yay. Take care, and thanks for having me on.
All right, Mark, you can read his work at the Gazette Online. Follow him on Twitter at Mark Morehouse. It's Gill Tacos, not to be confused with Gill's Tacos, but if you're interested, you can find the link to the Yelp page. It's got over 900 reviews. Kind of an interesting-looking building that I'm taking a look at on Google Maps here, but Mark, very careful to say it's not an indictment of Iowa and how it handles its quarterbacks and Nate Stanley, but one of the first things that he did was sign up with a quarterback's coach and start ironing out some of those mechanical things that he thinks he needs to do in order to be a quarterback at the next level.
It's what he's going to have to do. I don't think it's really ever an indictment on a program when a player goes to get coached by somebody outside of the program in preparation for the combine or in preparation for the draft. Now, at Iowa, a lot of times players will stay at the facility, but there are still some guys that go elsewhere to get all of the things that they need under one roof in order to prepare for the combine. So Nate Stanley clearly had some work to do, and he's going to get drafted. He's going to be on a roster next year. The work isn't just going to stop once he gets drafted. He's going to have to be coached and coached and coached some more if he wants to become a starting NFL quarterback, and it's not going to be a three-month thing. It's going to be a two- or three-year thing. And a lot of learning with him just sort of sitting back and watching the NFL game. So that I agree with Mark. He needs to go to a situation where they have a starting quarterback in place and he can learn. It's that simple.
Now, Iowa has Ken O'Keefe on the staff in the role of quarterback's coach, but I think it's more of a sort of a quarterback's consultant.
It's like a quarterback guru. It's like when a college basketball player is training for the combine, they'll go to what's called a shot doctor, where they're consistent. It's that's the one thing that person does is train basketball players to shoot the basketball, to develop some range and get the touch of shooting the basketball. And that's sort of what you get with these quarterback. Jordan Palmer, Carson's brother, is one of the most famous or successful, I should say, quarterback gurus training players to go to the next level. Sage Rosenfels, I think, does it as well.
I think I went to a shot doctor in San Diego during the Holiday Bowl trip. She worked at Tivoli, which was a couple blocks away from the hotel that we were staying at. Can't remember her name, though, but she did a tremendous job behind the bar there at San Diego's oldest establishment for beverages. If you ever get a chance to visit the Gas Lamp District. I miss San Diego. I want to get back there someday when I'm not encumbered with work duties. Speaking of work duties, I should have known better. I got Mark mixed up with my friend Jordan, who works for the Big Ten Network. Jordan was the one who was tweeting about being at St. Elmo's the other night. St. Elmo's is a world-famous steakhouse in downtown Indianapolis. You don't necessarily think steak and Indianapolis would be thought of in the same sentence, but they do have some tremendous steakhouses there in Indianapolis. He's on the Gazette budget, so he's doing the Gil tacos there. I'll have to check it out the next time I'm in Indianapolis. It's been a couple years. It's actually, I think the last time I was in Indy was for the Big Ten title game in 2015. We all know how that worked out, but I got to get back there. One of these, I'm not able to get to the tournament this year, unfortunately, but
you love you some Indianapolis.
Indianapolis is an underrated Midwestern city. I don't know. You know, people sometimes argue St. Louis and whether it's the Midwest or whether it's considered the South. Indianapolis is sort of on that border too. Is it really the Midwest? I think it is. Indianapolis is an underrated Midwestern city.
Who argues that whether Indianapolis or St. Louis or the South?
People with nothing better to do than to argue about things.
It's right in the middle. Like, right in the middle.
Indianapolis has a tremendous, tremendous food scene. And you check it out the next time. If you're going to the tournament this year, make sure that you check it out. I'm partial to Moe's. I think I got a couple people here in the building in trouble in 2015 because when we went for the Big Ten football title game, Iowa and Michigan State, I mentioned that I was going to go to Moe's and pay for a meal out of my own pocket because I didn't think anybody here at the radio station was going to foot that bill. And one of the folks who was along with us was like, "No, let's make it a group." And I was like, "I don't think you don't. I'm not sure that you want to do that."
I was part of this. I knew I was going to have to drop some coin for it.
I forgot that, man. You've been around a lot longer than I give you credit for.
I've been here for a while.
You remember that, though.
Oh, I remember.
That was...
And then it got the bill got footed.
The bill got delivered to me, and I very quickly shunted it to the other side of the table to the person who said that they were picking it up, and to their credit, they did. But maybe the second bottle of wine was not the wisest choice that night. But it was good. It was
I just remember
down like water.
See, I know that these stories, sometimes people get mad when I tell these stories, but this was the night where Todd convinced somebody in downtown Indianapolis that I was a Rutgers Scarlet Knights fan.
Oh.
And that I just bought my ticket to the Big Ten Championship.
Buys it
every single year in hopes that Rutgers will be there. And the guy totally believed it.
That's really the first time that Tyler, who's not here anymore, and you and I, it was the first time that I'd really been around Zach Hanley and some of the other TV, Mark Woodley, who's at KWWL in Waterloo. The TV guys don't really hang around with the writer types, and there really are no radio people with the exception of me and maybe one or two other people. Some of the radio people double as TV people, and they parachute in to some of the bigger events. But we co-mingled that night. We also crossed paths with a certain XFL offensive coordinator. We won't tell that story, but that was a fun night also. And then, unfortunately, the game took place the following day, and it's enough to ruin Indianapolis for a lot of Hawkeye fans. But it's a fun city. Get a chance to go this year or sometime soon. Check it out. Gil Tacos, the unofficial fuel for Mark Morehouse's NFL Combine coverage. Let's go ahead and get a big board update, and then we will have Buttons' moment of reckoning here in the KGYM studios.
The UNI basketball team locked up at least a share of the MVC title and the number one seed at next week's conference tournament with an 84-64 win over Evansville at the McLeod Center. A.J. Green led the way with 21 points, but Trey Burhau, Austin Fife, Isaiah Brown, and Noah Carter all scored, pitched in double-figure scoring nights, and the Panthers picked up their 24th victory of the season. You and I will take on Drake in Des Moines on Saturday in both teams' final regular season game. The Iowa Hawkeyes look for the season sweep over the Minnesota Golden Gophers, the Iowa women, that is, as the two teams clash at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. Iowa will have a chance to clinch a top three seed at the Big Ten tournament with a win over Minnesota, with tip-off set for 6:30 p.m. The Iowa State women's NCAA tournament chances took another hit last night as they fell 60-51 to Kansas State in Manhattan. Despite 17 points from Ashley Jones, The Cyclones dropped their third consecutive contest and fall to 15-11 on the season, 7-8 in the Big 12, and they'll have an important game against West Virginia at Hilton Coliseum on Saturday. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson had a 3-under first round of the Honda Classic in West Palm Beach. He is currently in the top five after day one, and the Memphis Grizzlies have signed former Iowa Hawkeye Jared Utoff to a 10-day contract.
2752 on the First Federal Credit Union text line says, just a warning, get ready for the Sky is Falling show if Iowa loses to Penn State Saturday. Oh, I know exactly what we're in for on Monday if that happens. But here's the thing. It's not going to happen. I don't think Iowa is going to lose again this season at Carver-Hawkeye Arena.
They're going to take care of business in both home games and be sitting pretty?
Yep.
Okay.
And then they'll lose at Illinois. That's my prediction. But they're 2-1 from here on out. Frederick returns on Saturday. Wieskamp.
Yeah, Frederick.
Well,
you had
both.
It right.
Both. Both return. Only one of them has officially been out. They both return on Saturday. Iowa handles Penn State. That game last night against Rutgers is just what the doctor ordered for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes, because that took everything in Penn State to pull that victory out. Rutgers put up a fight. Penn State wins by 1 point. They're going to be a little emotionally drained, I think, coming to Carver-Hawkeye Arena. So it should be a great game Saturday afternoon. I will be there if I if I'm able. If I'm terribly sick and I do feel like I'm heading in that direction, I will do the right thing, the responsible thing, and not introduce whatever it is that I have to 15,400 people or whatever it is they list the capacity at Carver-Hawkeye Arena at right now. 529, we need to take a quick timeout. And when we return, something happened about an hour ago here in the KGYM studios that Alex and I, we just can't ignore. It's really the first time that we've been introduced to a dark side of the man who sits on the other side of the glass, the man that we know as Buttons. We're going to figure out whether this was just a slip of the tongue or whether he really truly does believe what it is that he told us. So stick around. We're about to learn more about Buttons, the mysterious man who answers your phone calls at 366-1600 when we return after this.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys basketball team kicked off their tournament run with a 71-37 win over Benton Community on Monday night. Jake Beckman led the Saints with 14 points. Jalen Moses and Davis Wagner chipped in with 11 points each. Xavier will play at Central DeWitt tonight at 7 in the district final. The Xavier girls basketball team saw their season come to an end on Tuesday night with a 43-26 loss in a Class 4A regional final. Senior Libby Arnold led the Saints with 11 points. Christian Stanek finished in sixth place at 138 pounds in Class 3A at last weekend's state wrestling tournament in Des Moines. And the Xavier bowling teams competed in the Class 2A state tournament Tuesday in Waterloo, the boys finishing in sixth place and the girls in eighth. Individually, Dale Weaver finished as the runner-up on the boys' side.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
In life, we come to expect certain things. Light bulbs light and tigers roar. But what if we came to expect something more? At Honda, that's just what we do. And it's led us to the Honda Accord LX. With more standard torque and passenger volume than a Toyota Camry. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer and test drive the Honda Accord today to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
Based on comparably equipped models. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
Doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
5:33. Welcome back in. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow to the Gym Class. Scott and Mark are going to have another opportunity for you to take home a $30 gift card to the Vernon Village True Value. Check them out the next time that you need something for home improvement season, which is right around the corner. Spring will be here before you know it. As Alex has mentioned to me the last couple nights, the sun is starting to stay up a little later when we leave the studio. It's still light out, so spring and home improvement season almost upon us. The True Value opportunity for a $30 gift card to the Vernon Village True Value. Yours for tuning in to the Gym Class tomorrow between the hours of 3 and 4 o'clock. Alex is actually going to be out tomorrow. He's going to be either in Chicago or Memphis. What was the update?
I don't know when I'm leaving yet, but I was supposed to leave tonight.
What was the connection time?
It was supposed to be at 8:36, and the flight got delayed an hour, and it's not supposed to get into Chicago till 8:44 right now, and that's the last one out. So I'm not going to name the airline. If you go onto my Twitter, you can figure out which one it is, but there's always an incident with this particular airline in general, like the last five times that I've flown with them, and you can probably hear it in my voice. I'm a little stressed out right now, which I probably should not be admitting to all of you.
This is karma, though, because were you not, you made a comment out loud earlier today in the office that you got a perk. You got upgraded, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you bragged about that out loud. I don't want to say bragging, but I heard you say it out loud, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, careful, the travel gods will get you.
Yeah, they got me.
So you're either going to be in Chicago or you're going to be in Memphis tomorrow. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com is going to be here for the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow night. And Matt Gatens is going to join the program. Matt is still in Des Moines at Drake as a member of Darren DeVries' staff. Drake finishes up the regular MVC slate with you and I this weekend. Knapp Center is sold out. You and I assured of a number one seed at Arch Madness in St. Louis next month, but the Panthers would very much like to officially cut down the nets at the Knapp Center to celebrate. They did not. Ben Jacobson did not want them cutting down the nets last night at the McLeod Center because while they are technically Missouri Valley Conference champions, the season's not over yet. I think that was the message he was trying to send to them.
Yeah, and I think that he wants to keep them motivated for that Drake game to say, all right, here's an outright championship. Whether or not Loyola beats Bradley on the road or not, you and I can win an outright championship if they beat Drake at the Knapp Center. And I'm so glad that it's time that we get to throw buttons under the bus.
Well, I think he was hiding. I would take that one. I'd stay as far away from me as possible. He was going to take the microphone right next to me. Buttons is...
This is a Buttons debut.
Is it?
It's not.
Okay, well, yeah, it wasn't because I'm sure he was on when I was not here, when he was filling in for me running the board.
So Buttons is our sort of a jack of all trades at this point. I don't think he's had an official title foisted upon him yet. What do the powers that be down the hall, what do they tell you are to us? What have they told you are anything to us?
It's different every day.
Okay.
Call taker, producer.
Okay. Oh, the P-word. Hey, if they're throwing the P-word around.
I know.
Okay. Well, now we're talking here.
Super producer.
So
Super.
One of the that is a there's if there was a swear jar in here, you would have to put a $5 bill in it right now. So one of the things that you've been entrusted with doing since arriving here on the scene a month ago under mysterious circumstances. One day I'm in the building and there's like, this guy's Buttons and he works here now. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. We love having you here, by the way. I don't want
you to
get the impression that we don't. The KGYM Twitter account, at KGYM Radio, you have a hand in. There are a number of us who have access to it, but you have a hand in running that account.
He's a contributor.
Correct.
A contributor. There's another title for him. Loretta's not going to be able to print the business cards. There's going to be too many things, too many titles on there. You came in at about 4:30 today, the break right after Alex did his big board update, and you said something along the lines related to Twitter. The little animated clips that get attached to Twitter. Yeah. What are those Buttons?
I've always called them GIFs. Now, yeah, I got nothing for that.
So, you need to know about Buttons. He immediately, from our reaction,
he realized that he had done something.
He backpedaled.
That bothered us.
And just as if it were a slip of the tongue, he tried to convince us GIFs.
GIFs or GIFs, whatever those
GIFs.
Little
correct
things you
we
put on Twitter.
We heard it
are.
The first time. There's no hiding it. So you are team. This is
a
it's
debate.
Black dress,
that,
blue dress. People say both.
I'm surprised we haven't had this debate on our show before.
That's sports talk cliche number two. Every topic has to be a debate.
Right.
So we've hit on three of these sports talk. One of these days, I'll get down a list. I'll get them all on paper or in print.
See, this is a topic for like June 25th.
Yeah, and here we are in the middle of basketball season, and you and I just wins an MVC title last night, and Iowa's got Penn State coming up in about 48 hours, and I'm wasting everybody's time talking about GIFs and GIFs.
But it is important. It's a GIF, right?
It's GIF. It has to be.
It is GIF.
The G stands for graphic, the word graphic, which is a hard G.
They don't call it graphic.
That's right.
Well, I do.
Okay. Everybody gets one. This is your pass. You get a free pass. You can refer to it. You can pronounce it any way that you want. But just know you're on thin ice with us now, moving forward.
That's okay.
Okay?
I'm okay with that.
All right. And I'm sorry that we didn't have, you've been giving away the Vernon Village True Value gift cards on the gym class. I'm sorry that we didn't have anything fun for you to give away. I know how much you enjoy giving things to our listeners.
It's the favorite part of my job. It's the best part.
Thin ice.
That just so you know. And before you get further exposed to whatever's in my body right now taking over, you can go ahead and go to the safety of the other side of the glass. 319-366-1600. I feel like Alex is now masking up over on the other side of the studio here. This feels like a bad one.
I don't want to hear.
It's coming on. This is not a slow burn. This was from about 10 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I think there's something wrong with my contacts today. My eyes are a little scratchy. To now at 5:41, I want to bolt out of here and head to the nearest drugstore and find the strongest thing that I can get over the counter without a prescription and just start going to town on it to try to head this thing off at the pass.
Well, we're almost to that point. And I know you're looking looking forward to that. You're going to go
dog
to that,
paddling. We call this dog paddling, which is
yell at the people at the airline.
Cliche number eight, when the host of the program's not prepared for the entirety of the program, and so they just reach for anything that they can get their hands on. Oh my God, he said GIF. Bring him into the studio. We don't have anything to talk about at 5:42 today. Sports talk radio cliche number eight. 319-366-1600, by the way, if you want to reach us on the text line. That's a cliche number nine, if I haven't used it already. Fill air by giving the text line. You could never. We had a consultant one time who said you could never give the number often enough. And I think there have been times in like a 5-minute span when I've been flummoxed in the past where I just every other sentence out of my mouth is the phone number.
319-366-1600,
as
by the way.
As he fills in while I wipe my runny nose. What's the latest on the NFL situation with the Players Association? Because they seem to be at an impasse over the 17th game scenario. There are some notable names that have come out against playing a 17th game. Aaron Rodgers, I believe, has voted no. Basically, it's out to the players, and they need a simple majority of the players to sign off on these changes, and then it's a new NFL moving forward.
I think the players right now are at a point where there's so much that they need to get accomplished with the owners that they can't possibly get everything done this go around, and the owners are doing what they usually do and say, we really don't want much to change. And yeah, we'll take away THC and marijuana from the banned substance list. We won't test you for that. Oh, by the way, we're going to add another game, and we're going to cap the amount of money that you can make on that game. And the players who have been in the league for a long time and are making the upper-level contracts, the top 20% of the league, is saying, absolutely not. Well, here's the problem. 80% of the league is not making that type of money. At least half of the league is still on their rookie contract and is still sort of at the point where they need the $450,000 a year check that they get, all incentive-based. And they realize that if they don't play this year, they're not going to get any money. And they kind of need it. There's no other place to go play. There's no other place to go make money. This isn't the NBA where you can go to Europe and make money. This isn't the NHL where you can go over to Russia and the KHL and make some money.
Yeah, the NHL, the threat of a lockout in the NHL, most of the players in that league are like, okay.
Yeah, okay, well, that's fine.
We'll go overseas and play.
And the money's not guaranteed either. So you have to play in order to get your game checks, in order to get the money. So that's what Marquise Pouncey, on a very profanity-laden video that he sent out yesterday, was saying. Hey, young guys, if you need help with your rent money, give us a call. Because those are the guys that are hard to convince, because they absolutely need the money to survive.
And that's why I think the owners were pretty confident that they were going to be able to sort of ram this through with very
right.
little debate, because there are way more 53rd men on the roster than there are Aaron Rodgerses in the NFL.
Yep.
The guys who have those huge contracts, or the guys that have played for 10 years and are financially set, as you said, they can see the forest for the trees. They know what this is. The guys that aren't guaranteed anything, they're going to, okay, a $250,000 max, or the cap? What was it for the
$250,000? Yeah.
The guys that don't have a whole lot of money, that's the world to them. They're looking at that going, man, that's a lot of money. And what Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and guys like the Pouncey twins are saying is, yes, it's a lot of money.
But if you don't sit out now, you're never going to make more than that. Like, they're always going to keep doing this to you. You'll make that money for 2 years, and then they're going to get rid of you.
It is a cutthroat league. It is just absolutely, what have you done for me lately? Where you see that all the time. And players, well, why are they getting rid of him? Well, he's been there for 4 years, and now he's too expensive. They
can
go draft.
His rookie contract. Exactly.
He's off his rookie contract, and they can go draft somebody who comes in and works cheaper. Now, there's a lot of people that make the argument that the draft is unfair. Now, you can say, oh, well, the draft helps the teams with bad records get the best talent. Okay. But how would you like to be in a position where you have an opportunity for employment, but you're basically forced to work for one employer? That's what the draft is. I don't see any way to circumvent that or to fix that, but the NFL and the owners, the teams, they have all the power. Yep. Too expensive? go play for somebody else. And if they don't want to sign you because you're going to cost too much money, well, it was a nice little run that you had for 4 or 5 years.
The average NFL career is somewhere around 3.5 years. A rookie contract is 4 years.
Unless you're Frank Gore.
Well, yeah.
Frank Gore will be playing long after the coronavirus has wiped us all out.
That's just ridiculous. 3.5 years average career. Rookie contract is 4 years. That's not a coincidence. When a player becomes too expensive, they draft his replacement. That's how the NFL has done business for a long time. The players at the back half of rosters know this. They don't want to waste a year of their career not making any money. They want to make as much money as possible while they're still of use to a team, because they know at the first sign that they're not of use to a team, they're going to get dropped like a bad habit. They're going to be done.
I don't. Is there room for compromise here between the players and the owners?
Yeah, there is. First of all, that was the thing with the players. So you need to get rid of the $250,000 cap on the 17th game. We're not going to add a game in the day and age of player safety and have you nickel and dime us. The fact that they even propose that shows you how bold they are and how much power they think they have, or how much power they know they have. Because even in a day and age of head injuries and knowing how bad football is for people, the owners still have all of this power and think they can do whatever they want. And you know what? To a certain extent, are they wrong?
Oh, no. They can pretty much do whatever they want.
They're not wrong. They're right.
And they know that. I think they've got a good shot at a number of these players who are members of the NFLPA who aren't multimillionaires. The guys who are rookies or are fighting for their jobs, if they get enough of them to go along with this, we're moving to a 17-game schedule moving forward. They're making the change to the playoffs. All of these changes, by the way, they should amount to making an insane amount of money for the franchises and for the league. You cut out a preseason game, replace it with a regular season game. You're adding a couple playoff games because you're making everybody except for two teams play that first week. There's a lot of money to be had here.
And that's the thing that needs to be said here. Jerry Jones was asked about some of the proposed changes to the structure of the league and how they can sign players. And he admitted that some of the new rules that will be implemented will hurt his team in particular and their ability to sign current players, right? But he said that in the end, it's good. Why do you think that it's good? Because the new proposal is going to line the pockets of the owners. So that's sort of where you're looking and saying, does that not tell you everything you need to know about the owners in the NFL? Yeah, it may hurt us as far as our franchise's ability to win, but man, we're going to make a lot of money.
I've said this before. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine a couple months ago about Major League Baseball. If you presented an owner an opportunity to make $1 more than they make right now with a 90-win team, except the team loses 90 games, I don't know how many owners would take it, but it would be an uncomfortable number. We can lose 90 games and make just as much money and a little bit more than if we win 90 games, and I can keep that extra dollar in my pocket. I'm going to do it. Look at these teams. There is no such thing as a small market team in baseball. I know we got to take a break. They get revenue sharing. They get millions and millions of dollars from the national TV deals, and most of the owners put it right back in their pocket. They don't reinvest it into player development. They don't reinvest it into free agents. Yasiel Puig is out there right now as a free agent. Any team that wanted him could sign him. You got these teams out there saying, well, they don't have the money to sign free agents. Baloney. There's no such thing as a small market team in Major League Baseball. The Brewers and the Royals can go out tomorrow and go on a spending spree if they want to, and I don't care what the owner of the Brewers says about losing money last year. There's no way that happened. 5:52, we'll take a quick timeout. We will be back in a GIF. More of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after. Back in a GIF after this.
Right now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Add style and comfort with Laguna Hills Carpet from Shaw Floors. Right now, save with 11% off all carpet. Plus, get free carpet pad after mail-in rebate. Stop waiting and start saving with all of your home improvement needs right now at Menards. Prices good until February 29th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:55 as we gear up for another crazy night of Big Ten basketball. Four games on tap for pretty, let's just say, the favorite in each game is fairly easy to define when you look at the schedule. We ask you tonight, KGYMRadio.com, which of the four Big Ten teams in action tonight is most likely to be on upset alert? Illinois travels to Evanston to take on Northwestern. Ohio State is in action in Lincoln. They've got Fred Hoiberg and the Huskers. Indiana is in West Lafayette, Purdue. And then the last game is Michigan playing host to Wisconsin. So some good games tonight. Somebody's probably going to get upset. This is all going to affect those middle-tier standings as the Big Ten bracketology is pretty much worthless at this point. You've got Maryland in the driver's seat. Michigan State is alone in second place after its victory over the Hawkeyes the other night. And then from 3 to 12, 3 to 10, 11, wherever you want to draw the line, there's a lot to be decided yet. And the games tonight and this weekend will certainly go a long way in figuring out what that jumble is going to look like. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we've got a solo booth as Alex is on his way to hang out with his brother in Memphis and go to what's the place in Memphis, the go-to, your favorite restaurant? The restaurant that caught fire, yes.
Bayou. It's back. It was just a small fire.
Okay, just a minor fire. Alex will be out tomorrow. I will be in. I don't know whether I'll be 100% or not, but I will be here and contagious. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com will be keeping his distance from me, but he'll be here as well. And Matt Gatens, the former Hawkeye standout, played for both Todd Licklider and Fran McCaffrey at Iowa, now a member of Darren DeVries' staff at Drake, going to be joining us as part of the Big Hour, the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. If you missed anything from today's show, you can listen to the podcast at kgymradio.com. High school basketball on the way for you tonight at 6:45. Check kgymradio.com for the schedule.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters.